on the line with us right now.
Thank you for holding. Is this Sean?
Yes, this is him.
Hey, Sean. My name's John. I'm the director that handles pricing here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, good. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. It's been a pretty busy morning so far. I understand that you were having a brief conversation with my representative, John Ramirez. He asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. Did you have any questions about the listing, like, aside from just the cost?
Nah, that's what I was trying to get to, that part, with the cost.
Yeah, I'll dive into the pricing with you. There's a new in-business credit that I have to apply here that makes the price go down. He said you were only in business for 6 months?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you're just doing Home Advisor right now?
Yep, at MPDs, yeah.
Okay, do you like it?
It's all right.
It's all right?
Could be okay. Better.
Yeah, it definitely could be better. This could be better. So, you know how Home Advisor by Angie's gets their leads?
Yeah.
They're on Google. Like, if you look up Locksmith in Stone Mountain, there's a list that pops up where we're talking about placing you as three guys, and then just underneath it, a couple spots down, you'll see the Home Advisor listing there. It says top 10 best locksmith in Stone Mountain, Georgia. So, like, you're on that list of 10 down underneath, but we have the list of the top three on the first page of Google. The difference is that when Angie's leads get the lead from Google, they sell it to, like, three or four of you, and they charge all of you whether you get the job or not. And it could be, like, a couple hours old by the time that you get it. The person might have already figured out their problem, you know? So they're charging you even if, you know, you don't get the job. So if we list you independently up here, we're talking about, you know, you'll be with guys like Stone Mountain Locksmith Pro, AAA Lightning Locksmith, Kimi Locksmith. I mean, I'm sure you've heard of these guys, right?
Right, yeah, I do.
And they're a little bit more trusted because of the background screening, right? Google does a good job of making sure they're sending trusted professionals, which is always something that people are skeptical about in your industry. So the credibility factor is there, the exposure is there. About 90% of people are actually going to pick from the first page of Google, which is why HomeAdvisor puts themselves up there, so you won't have to pay per lead anymore. As far as cost, everything we do is month-to-month, so you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract. If you want to come on board with us today, I can get the pricing down from $499 to just $249, so I could cut it in half. And then I could lock you in at that discounted rate as part of your new in business credit. And then what we'll also do with that package, the reason it's normally $499 is because it includes the .com website. It also includes the full online directory submission. So you have a complete online business profile. You're on the first page of Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search, Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Merchant Circle, AOL, all pages, kind of outdated, but there's about 60 directories that we submit you to and build your site. So, you know, you're on Google, all those 60 directories, you have your .com, you have a tracking system so you could see all the leads and the jobs that we're bringing to the table for you each month. And there's also review monitoring. You'll notice these guys have great reviews because if somebody writes something bad, we give them an opportunity to dispute the review before it's actually published so that way they can keep their reputation up. So if I could approve a discounted pricing structure like that at $249 to get you that platinum package, basically get you all the bells and whistles that Stone Mountain Locksmith Pro has, I mean, I'm sure you could see the value in giving this a shot. That way I could show you, you know, and prove to you that it's better than Home Advisor by Angie's, right?
Yeah. So, I have a question, though. Do you guys have any fees or additional charges?
No. No. Yeah, no, it's exactly $249, and then there's no extra charges throughout the month. So, if we sign you up today on the 17th, you wouldn't get billed again until the 17th of September, and you'll keep the discounted pricing structure of $249 as part of your new in business credit. So, no lead fees, no click fees, no call fees.
Right. Yeah, because I had another company call me yesterday about the same thing, but they charged $99. Literally the same thing. Exactly everything that you got.
They charge what? Yeah. I'm sorry?
They charge $199 a month.
$199. Yeah, it must not have been with the directory submission and the Facebook ads. I mean, I can remove it. Like I said, I was getting you a package that had all the same bells and whistles as Stone Mountain Locksmith Pro.
Right.
So I was just matching their campaign, you know, with the website and everything that they have. If I pull something, I could do you one better. I could actually send you a text. Are you get texting on this number?
Yes.
Here, watch. Let me show you what I'm talking about. I do have a package that I can get down to $199, but it would just be cutting out some products and features. And those things could generate jobs for you too. Like Facebook ads, for example, actually does do pretty well for locksmiths. But you guys can't do pay-per-click. Google doesn't allow locksmith industries to do pay-per-click. You guys can do Google Guarantee, though. I don't know if you've looked into that, but those are even better quality leads. But again, it's like you're paying per lead still, and that's kind of what I'm trying to get you out of. I feel like if you let people call you directly and you're not getting charged for every opportunity, you'll do really well. You're kind of in an industry where it's an emotional thing. You know, maybe somebody's locked out or, you know, they need somebody now, right? They're pulling up their phone. So paying per lead is not really ideal for a locksmith because the lead could be like an hour old by the time they relay the information to you. But if you see that text that I sent you, that's a link to the pricing page. If you scroll down, you'll be able to see the packages. So there's three packages that I could put you on. There's the Essential, the Pro, or excuse me, the Pro, the Platinum, and the Platinum Premier. So I was offering you the Platinum for $249, and then I was waiving the setup fee. So that's a huge savings. But I could put you on the Pro, and it's just $50 less, you know, but you'll see there's a couple of different products and features you're missing, like the Facebook advertising, for example. But, you know, still a huge savings. You're saving $300 on the setup fee, and you're saving $200 on the monthly subscription cost because I'm cutting it in half. Both of those would jumpstart you. But either way, my goal is try to get the pricing as low as I could so that way I can get your foot in the door. Either one that you select is going to be better than doing pay-per-lead with Home Advisor. I just got to prove it to you. You know, once you can sit back and actually see, hey, I've ran this for a month and I've ran this for a couple months, and see how they perform. I'm sure it's not rocket science. Yeah,
right.
It's kind of a no-brainer when you get that third party in there that's running up the bill on you.
Right.
Also, I don't know if you're aware, but the FTC is on the verge of potentially shutting them down. I can actually send that to you too. It's like a report that came out from the Federal Trade Commission. And basically it says FTC charges Home Advisor Inc. with cheating businesses, including small businesses seeking leads for home improvement projects, it says on there. But it says since 2014, Angie's affiliate has misrepresented the quality, the source of the leads, and the likelihood they would result in actual jobs, the agency alleges.
Right.
I guess basically they've been caught like selling the same lead on homeadvisor.com as they are on angies.com. So you got 10 guys on Angie's leads and you got 10 guys on Home Advisor and they both think they're on a different program, but they're on the same system because Home Advisor bought Angie's list in 2016 and turned it into Angie's leads. So they're basically double dipping, and then sometimes the phone numbers don't even answer and those people are getting charged lead fees. So, like, you know, pretty much any guy I come across that uses that, I'll pull all the strings I can to try to steal them away or save them from a lifelong issue of paying, you know, per lead. So I know there's obviously, it might sound like I'm like trying to feed it to you, you know, but it's also the Google listings. There's only three of you guys that show for Google places. So we can actually only put you up there when there's a spot open, you know, with the Home Advisor stuff. I know you could sign up for that whenever because they put you on their directory. And I don't know about that company that offered you $199. It sounds to me like it was an SEO company. Usually they're the ones that have the pricing. What was that?
Did you ever hear about PageHub?
Oh yeah, it's PageHub. Let me pull them up. I have heard that before. I think they're out of Las Vegas, right?
Think so.
Okay. Oh, well, it doesn't really.
I'm not too sure.
Yeah, but if you just Google them and then Google us too, I mean, there's a big discrepancy in their reviews. Like if you look up Local Splash and then you look up PageHub, they have like 3-star rating with 184 reviews and like tons of complaints. You know, and then you could see on these other platforms, some of them are like 1-star. It's like if you're a marketing company that's partnered with Google, if they actually are who they say they are, why are the reviews so horrible? wouldn't you be able to fix that? You know?
Right.
Yeah. Like, you know, we have almost 700 reviews, been in business since 2004, and like the Google partnership is, yeah, the Google partnership is listed everywhere. So, it's,
And you guys are called Local Splash?
Yeah, local, like people in your area, then splash like water. LOCALSPLASH.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of iffy right now because I'm going out of town Saturday.
Right. So, well, they do something different. Yeah. So what they offer is SEO. SEO is like the organic listings. So like the highest ranking SEO for Locksmith and Stone Mountain is Yelp and then Angie's. And then you have some other guys down there like that are actually like small businesses out there, you know, Nonstop, Local Locksmith, things like that. So it's like it's going to be really hard for you to outrank Yelp or Angie's through that platform. What we do is we get you a Google Places placement. Those are the three guys that show up first at the top. And then you're also on Yelp as a directory submission that we host for you. So you'd be one of those guys that are in the highest ranking spot organically still. So it's a big benefit, you know. If you were going to have, you know, somebody come out to you, you'd probably pick a top recommended guy. It's no different for your customers, you know. So we have the ability to do that. It's just, you know, if you want to, or if the timing is right, you know, sometimes the timing's not right. We could put these guys on the list and they wait another 6 to 12 months, you know, I mean.
Right.
So,
no,
what do
I'm
you
going
think?
For, I'm going for about, I'm trying to do it.
Yeah. I mean, if I can match it at $199, you know, I'm matching their price. I'm pulling all the strings. I would still recommend doing $249. I'm one of those guys where it's like, I want to have as many tools as we can to generate as many leads as possible for you, not have all your eggs in one basket. So I know with a pro package that I have you quoted on, if I do everything that Stone Mountain Locksmith Pro is doing, you know, there's no reason why you shouldn't be getting calls daily, because they're getting calls daily.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I know at the $249, okay, we could do that. But if you want to go $199, I also understand that that's cost efficient too, and $50 is like a phone bill. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, we could do the $249. I just really hope that it, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're gonna love it. If you could do
it, really has been working out.
I know. I know it has. I know it has. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but like,
no, I just want to make the right decision.
Yeah, it is the right decision. Like, if you could do anything with HomeAdvisor, it's going to be night and day for you. I'm actually going to end up saving you money and making you more at the same time.
It sounds good.
Yep, and we'll knock out your website for you. So, I mean, even if you didn't like it and you fired us, you know, your website's knocked out, your Google listing's verified, you're in a lot better position than you're in now, but that's worst case scenario. I'm telling you, you're going to love it, but I'm setting you up to win.
All right, we can do it.
All
right. The thing is, I might have to, y'all might have to put me on hold for about 2 weeks because I'm going out of town.
Well, that's fine. I mean, so what we'll do is we'll do all the legwork. So, like, we'll do a client interview with you. We'll verify the listing. The thing about verifying your listing, though, is Google sends you a postcard in the mail called a PIN verification, and obviously we won't be able to get that until you get back. So the account's basically going to be on hold until you get back and get that out of your mailbox, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, but obviously once we have that PIN, we're able to go live. So it's like we'll do all the legwork on getting your site up and running, client interview, everything that needs to be done. That way you come back, you know, you give us that PIN, you're live, and you're in position to start receiving calls, you know, right when you get back in town. Where are you going, by the way, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm going home for my birthday. to the island of St. Martin.
St. Martin? You said an island?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Why am I not familiar? Here we go. Island in the Caribbean. Wow, it looks beautiful.
Are you Googling it?
Yeah. it looks like Hawaii.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised. I travel a lot. I've never... kind of like by Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
Dominican.
Not too far.
Okay. So is that still belongs to the States? Is that considered a domestic flight? Or no?
No.
No? Okay. It's so weird how Puerto Rico is a domestic flight, but... You know, you got the Dominican and all these other spots right around it, and they consider that international. So weird.
Right.
Okay.
That's crazy world.
Yeah,
it is.
People always think I'm Puerto Rican. I'm mixed race. So I'm like half black, half white. So I grew up with everybody going, "Are you Puerto Rican?" And I'm like, "No."
Yeah. I said that, but they keep thinking I'm Jamaican.
Oh, yeah. Well, you speak really clearly. I don't hear, like, patois in your slang, so I don't know.
Oh, you don't? That's good.
Uh-uh.
Some people say they can.
Oh, yeah. No, I have a cousin, actually, on my dad's side that's from Jamaica. And they have a really thick patois.
Like, thick, yeah. Some
of
them,
like,
it
Bob Marley.
It don't leave, so.
Yeah. All right. So I'm just going to verify your business profile, and then we'll get this PIN verification letter sent out. Do you spell your first name Shawn or Sean?
It's Rashani.
Oh.
But everybody calls me Sean, yeah.
Okay. Well, I just want to put your legal name on it because it's considered a business expense,
yeah.
So you'll actually be able to write it off. Yeah.
So it's R-A-S-H-A.
Oh, I missed the end. You said R-A-S-H-A, and then it cut out.
W-N-I.
W-N-I, okay. And then your last name?
M-A-R-L-I-N.
Okay, Marlin. Rashawn Marlin, okay. And then... What's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I have applied towards the listing.
Okay. It's Coogi, that's Coogi, @rm @gmail.com.
I'm sorry, you cut out again. Coogi, and then it cut out.
C71.rm. @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. So COOGII71.RM@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Update. Make sure this comes back as valid. Okay, there we go. Yeah, it came back as valid. Okay. And then the business name, it's just going to be under Key Living Locksmith. Are you like LLC or incorporated by chance?
No, I just Key Living Locksmith.
Okay. And then the 1152 Main Street Valley Drive is still accurate?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Is
do you want
any way to hide that?
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was just going to ask you if you wanted it hidden. So, yeah, I can hide it. It'll still say Stone Mountain, Georgia 30088 on your listing, but it just won't have the street address, and I'll deactivate the turn-by-turn directions. And then... the phone number that
because
we're on right
Angie Lee's wouldn't even give you that option.
Yeah, that's not cool because, like, imagine if somebody, you know, wanted to come over there. That's not good. Yeah. I mean, I'm pro Second Amendment, so you come over to my house uninvited. That's all bad, but.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
You got to have that.
I'm off the clock at my house.
Yeah. Well, especially after hours, I'm like, no way. I got two little ones in here. I'm not playing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the phone number that we're on right now, is that the best number for us and your clients to contact you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 404-729-7286?
Yes, that's my number.
Okay, perfect. And then We're going to build you a .com. Do you have like a logo or like photos of work that you've done in the past?
Yes, I should have some on my phone.
Okay, I'm going to text you an email address. It's pretty easy. It's just photos@localsplash.com. When you get some time, send those in, and then we can upload them to the site, and it'll give us a good starting point or foundation to get the website built, and we'll have that ready for you when you get back from home. And then, let me see here. I sent you my direct number and extension, too, just in case. So I'll still be here to assist you throughout the campaign, or if you want something done quickly, you can always call me directly. You don't have to go through customer service every time. All right, and then...
All right, we can do that.
And then, okay, so purchase your domain, got that. How do you want your hours of operation listed for the business?
I'd say 24/7.
24/7?
24.
Okay. Open emergency services available. All right. And then what type of payments can you accept from your customers when you arrive?
So I could do Apple Pay, Cash App, Venmo, Zelle.
Cash and card or no card?
Cash App. Yeah, Cash App. No card.
No, just straight cash, though. Like cash and check? No card?
Nope. What do you mean?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, like if somebody hands you like a $100 bill, like you can.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said like check. I thought you meant check.
Yeah, no, cash, check, yeah. Or card. Cash.
I meant to say that first. I don't know. I was thinking.
Yeah. No, you just said cash app, and I was like, okay, well, you should.
Cash app, Venmo, Zelle.
Yeah, some people don't accept cash. It's weird, but. I'll take everything,
but
with checks, no cards.
I'll say check.
Okay.
I don't prefer check, but
okay.
I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't either because if it bounces, that's just kind of awkward. And obviously, like,
yes, exactly.
You know how to get into their stuff, especially.
No check.
Okay, I'll take it off. Okay, so cash, no check, no card, Apple Pay, Cash App, Venmo, Zelle. Okay, gotcha. All right, verify. All right, so I got the business profile created. We will need to do a client interview with you. Client interview, you know, typically takes about 20 to 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it in case the call goes over or you have extra questions. Is there a time... later today? Or like, are you available at between like 1 and 2, or I have a 3 or 4 and 5 slot available, 5 and 6, and a 6 and 7?
5 and 6 will be okay.
5 and 6, okay. So it's going to be with a separate technician, but basically what they're going to do is they're going to go over like your keywords. I mean, for a locksmith, they're all, like I said, we're trying to match the campaign from a competing company in the area. So they'll have recommended keywords for you, but you have final say on what you're listed for, right? Because you're going to be taking the calls. So they'll go over those. We give you 15 different ones that you could use at a time. They're also interchangeable at any time. And then they'll go over the service area in case there's like places you don't want to go to or like you don't want to service. They'll kind of like cut out your map there. And then of course, we'll get started on your website as well. So they'll purchase the domain and then kind of pick your brain on how you want that to look. So it's mostly general knowledge information. Like I said, you know, 20 to 30 minutes, but you know, sometimes people have extra questions or it goes over. So that's why we ask for that full hour window. And then I'm going to send you a text message reminder 1 hour prior just to confirm it's still a good time for you. And then you're going to get an invitation to the kuji71.rm@gmail.com.
Okay.
All right. You go ahead and update. All right. And I just scheduled that, so you should get the notifications here shortly. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, Rishawan, how did you want to do that?
It's Rashani.
Rashani? Why did it come? Wait, you spell it R A S H A W I N?
No, N I.
N I. Oh, okay, that makes sense. Okay. Let me adjust it. That's why I said it wrong. I was like, why would he go by Sean if it was Shaolin? Okay, Rashani Marlin. So that's R-A-S-H-A-W-N-I, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me update this. Jesus. Sorry about that.
It's all good. I heard you say it the first time, but then I was just thinking, that's probably what I heard. It's just
maybe this guy's a rookie. I'm like, no, man, I'm biracial. I can say that. Rashani. All right.
Rashawin.
I know. That's how it came across, and I was like, okay, maybe I misheard that. I thought you said I-N. Okay. So Rashani Marlin. And then how did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $249?
We'll do Visa card.
Visa? Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Oh, it's under my name.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's go Main Street Valley Drive, Stone Mountain. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Alright, so it's 4147.
4147.
4003.
4003. 5575.
0744. 0744.
Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
07/27,
and then there's a small 3-digit code on the back.
518.
Okay. And then before I can authorize the transaction legally, I have to walk you through a voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you because of the discounts that I applied towards the pricing structure. So this is going to outline that you're still under the platinum package for the $249 pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or like you don't agree with, just stop me, please. Just be, hey, John, what does that mean? You know, I could rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Key Living Locksmith.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Rashani Marlin, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this, are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Now, I do understand that you're going to be gone for like the next 2 weeks. But it says, obviously, when you are available and when we have you listed, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or basically like let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, not saying that you can't do anything else or that you have to cancel Home Advisor. I think you will in the future, but you don't have to. We're not telling you have to. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add something, double check that you're not, like, paying for something we're already doing for you or, like, duplicating any listings. Like, you don't need an SEO company or somebody touching the website that we built for you. It's just going to freak us out and have us wondering what the heck's going on.
Right.
It says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month, although we do recommend giving it a try for a couple of months, obviously, when you first start out, but you pay 1 month at a time. I have you on a month-to-month agreement. The payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 17th of 2022. It's going to be in the very discounted amount of $249. That's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived the setup fee. I've locked in that pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew every month on the 17th day, but you'll keep that pricing structure of $249 for the Platinum Package. We're actually sending that to you in writing right now. You may have it in your text messages. And then it says, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time up to 3 days before your next billing is due. So even if you call us like on the 17th, there's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. You're just on an automated billing cycle because we don't like manually process your payment. It's in a VeriSign database. So, you know, if you give us a heads up before the billing is due, we'll stop the billing cycle. You don't have to worry about a charge coming through or like reversing it, basically is what that's saying. And then it says, do you understand and agree to this service agreement?
Yes, sir.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. You'll also get a text message with an outline of the agreement in writing. Once you sign off on your subscription terms, which is the outline of the agreement in writing, you're going to receive a login page. It'll automatically take you there. Once you sign it, it'll say username and password. Basically, at the end of your client interview this afternoon, between 5 and 6, they're going to send you that username and password, as well as a YouTube video. It's about 7 minutes long that shows you how to use your tracking system. The tracking system is very useful. We also have a Local Splash app that you could download to your phone as a business owner, where you can go in there and track all the calls, the clicks, the leads you're getting. You can request reviews from clients asking about their experience with you. So there's a lot of useful tools there. You can also monitor your billing information, right? So, you know, obviously moving forward, that's a huge tool, but I do work with some guys that are ancient and not very tech savvy. So if that's the case with you, it's totally fine. You know, call in. That's why I gave you my direct number extension. I'll still be here to kind of walk you through everything.
Okay.
I don't expect you to be a tech guru. That's why you're hiring us in the first place.
Right. Nah, you're good.
Okay. So you should have those texts, though. I just want to confirm. There's one that should say, Rashani, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you for everything.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So whenever you have free time, like I said, go through that. You don't have to go through it now, but definitely make sure to sign off on it before the client interview between 5 and 6. So they'll jump right into the client interview, making sure that that's signed off on, and then welcome aboard. You know, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, I'll be here to walk you through it. Hopefully steal you from Home Advisor, save you some money, and make you more at the same time. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to quit it with them anyway because they're not doing me any good anyway. So.
Yeah, Google's always better. Everybody uses Google. You use Google. I use Google. So, you know, this will be good for you.
Right. So, and that 714 number is yours?
That's for texting. But, yeah, that's actually my direct line. It's like a business cell phone. So if you want to text, you could text me on that, and then it's still documented, like under a, like the company monitors the IP address. So obviously, don't if we're cracking jokes, don't send anything like inappropriate on there. I've been in trouble with that before with my clients. You get too friendly sometimes. You work with these guys for years and start, you know, acting a little unprofessional. But yeah, you know, like welcome aboard. I am your account manager. There's going to be an account management team that's going to help me with fulfillment. So I'm not going to be the only guy you talk to. There's going to be another rep that you'll speak with during your client interview. There's guys that are going to be helping me building your site and making sure everything is following through for you. But if you want something done quickly or somebody to talk to directly.
Yeah, hopefully I get to you every time because I have situations with that, like with NG Leads. Like the first person I got in touch with, I never spoke to him again. And every time I call in, it's like, a million different agencies. You feel what
yeah.
I'm saying? I can never.
Yeah. So
I'm
not going to front. Like we're a very big company. We have about 300 people here, and there's about 55 dedicated agents in just the customer service department. So a lot of times I am on the phone if they ask me to do like an override, kind of like I did for your account for like a new business. But if I'm on the phone and you want to talk to me and you don't want to talk to them, just say, hey, I want to talk to John, the guy that set up my account. They'll take a message like, hey, what are you calling about? And then we'll have them get back to you as soon as possible. And when I'm available, I'll follow up with you. Like, I always call them back same day.
All right, cool.
So I'm just shooting you straight on it. So that way, you know what to expect. You know, you're not getting all like, why is he ghosting me, you know?
Right, right. That explains. All right.
But enjoy your vacation. You know, it looks amazing. I'm kind of jealous, but enjoy your vacation. And then when you come back, we should be ready to roll and make some money, okay?
All right, let's do it. I'll give you a call and check in with you.
All right, Shawnee, I'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Have a good
one. You too.